I wouldn't like to comment on the last sort of 10 years or so, because I haven't been going as often as I used to, and I tend to go only for pleasure nowadays. I occasionally do a review. I think the one thing that always used to irritate me is if somebody had been on telly and they came on stage, they got a special round of applause. Mm. I mean, it happened with Joan Collins, and when she came once. I think Nottingham audiences are actually fairly conservative, but they're not stupid. They know a good term when they see one. Have they changed over the years? I don't think they're necessarily getting any younger, but that's purely personal observation. It's quite a challenge for people in theatre, to get younger people in particular to go and see straight plays, as opposed to musicals or anything. But I think the good thing about the Theatre Royal as a civic-owned theatre, it does have an obligation to try to satisfy a broad cross-section of the Nottingham public. And I think as long as I've been here, it's tried very hard to do that. We had a period when I think we had too many musicals. But if you look through a programme for a year now, it's very hard to say that they don't try and offer something for everybody. I think also what's good with the Theatre Royal is being a home for two or three very important touring companies. I'm thinking in particular of Opera North and Northern Ballet Theatre, because they guarantee a level of pretty high artistic achievement in those specific spheres. And of course, as well as commercial touring productions, we have had productions from the subsidised companies, National Theatre or Shakespeare Company and so on.